Many people take electricity for granted. It's just there for everything you plug in. But a power outage gets attention very quickly if it affects your daily routine. Some utility experts say that could happen in Wisconsin if another transmission line isn't built soon.
We're about 5 years overdue, and every day that goes by, it just makes us more vulnerable to the risk of widespread outage.
Mark Williamson is vice president of the American Transmission Company. It wants to build a new 220-mile line from Wausau to Duluth. The line was approved in 2001, but not built because of opposition from so many sides. Now the estimated cost has gone up, so it's back before the Public Service Commission for approval again. However, the new cost estimates for ATC's proposal are outrageous, according to the Citizens Utility Board. Steve Hinneker is Cub's executive director. He agrees the state's economy depends on a reliable utility grid, but opposes this line known as Arrowhead Weston.
See, it was approved just 2 years ago at a cost not to exceed $165 million. 1 year later, they came back asking for up to $448 million to spend on the line, and it's since gone up to $478 million. The problem is that the Arrowhead review was a poor review. It grossly underestimated the economic cost, the dollars and cents, as well as totally underestimating the environmental and social costs.
But ATC's Williamson says the cost rose because it's paying landowners fair market value for rights to lease the land, even though it wouldn't have to, plus additional costs to preserve wetlands and add biosecurity measures added to the costs.
We needed to add money into the budget for all of those things, and that's why we asked the commission to take another look to be sure that everybody understood what was involved and how much it was going to cost.
But Cub Steve Hinneker says ATC's plan has flaws.
The Arrowhead line presents an unstable connection to the west. It doesn't connect to another line of similar size. It connects to lower level, lower voltage lines. And that adds to voltage instability. It adds to voltage loss.
Cobb will ask the commission to look at an alternative route that's 60 miles shorter and would follow existing right-of-ways from Wausau west through the Chippewa Valley and onto the St. Croix River. It's referred to as King Weston.
And it would not go into Eau Claire. It would stay 14 miles north of Eau Claire. And the line could be built at a fraction of the cost of Arrowhead, well over $100 million less.
But the American Transmission Company contends that line wouldn't provide geographic diversity. It would be too close to an existing line. Weather conditions like icing, a tornado, or severe thunderstorms could take both lines down and create blackout conditions that would create havoc for utility providers. Plus, it's in Xcel Energy territory. That company has not proposed building the King Weston line. And in fact, a spokesperson says if it were proposed, the opposition could be stiffer than that to the Arrowhead Weston line. One of the active groups opposing the Arrowhead Weston line is Save Our Unique Lands, or SOUL. Vice President Linda Seeler says rural northern Wisconsin would lose its wild and scenic environment if a big power line crossed through it.
There is nothing of this magnitude built in this particular area at this time. This area has a lot of support for tourists and people that try to escape a lot of the industrialized south area of Wisconsin. We just don't have that kind of building here. We do have some transmission lines, you bet, but they're very, very small. They're nothing compared to what Arrowhead Weston would look like.
Seeler's group advocates a more conservative approach, one that uses smaller lines and pushes conservation. But ATC's Mark Williamson says his business has to satisfy customer demands for electricity. Conservation is a good thing, but when consumers continue to buy more TVs, computers, DVD players, and even little things you might not think about, usage continues to go up 3% a year.
Just those little plug-in air fresheners take a couple watts apiece. A lot of people have three or four of them in a house. You multiply that by the number of houses that use them, and pretty soon you have a real electrical load.
Williamson says, in fact, all the efforts at conservation have not reduced usage, only nipped the rate of growth. And he adds it's time to start construction.
It's costing about $1 million a month for us to keep jawboning about something that was needed in 1997 and has been studied three times.
If his project gets approved this fall, Mark Williamson says it could be finished by 2008. The King Weston proposal that Cub backs is not up for approval by the PSC, but Steve Hinneker hopes his group can convince the commission it ought to be on the table. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.